If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Secluded Thoughts. I'm your host, Sensi, and on this show, we talk about how to take accountability of your life to become the best version of yourself. In today's episode, we are going to be discussing trauma bonds. And I want to give a shout out to Donnie from the Social Proof Podcast for the inspiration behind this episode. So what is a trauma bond? A trauma bond is basically a relationship where you are bonded with somebody because both of you have similar traumatic or toxic experiences. And basically when you have relationships that are just based on the two of y'all sharing a struggle together of some sort. So for example, if both of you are in a toxic relationship, y'all will probably bond over talking about how toxic men are, or how toxic your boyfriends are, how trash men are, stuff like that. Or if you both have toxic family members, the two of you will probably, you know, sit and talk about how it negatively impacts you. Or if there's somebody that neither of you like, the two of you can literally just sit and talk about the person when y'all meet up. So basically, the whole relationship revolves around the two of y'all having something in common that is negative. And the reason why we tend to attract trauma bonds is because, well, you attract what you are. Like, if you're going through a negative or a toxic situation, you are most likely going to attract people who go through similar situations or who have similar mindsets. The quality of people you have in your life represents the kind of person you are or the kind of person you once were, because sometimes you might start to outgrow that person you once were, and then you'll start to feel distant from the people around you who have those trauma bonds because you have outgrown the situation. So for example, in my life, when I was back in secondary school or high school, I would definitely describe myself as a type of person who liked gossip. Or not necessarily like I was never really in the mix. I just had a good front row seat, if that makes sense. You know, like, it's not my business, but at the same time, I'm going to be aware of my surroundings, right? That was my justification. But anyway, when I used to be that person who liked to gossip, I obviously had friends who loved to gossip, and that's exactly what we did. You attract what you are. And I noticed that when I started feeling like, okay, I don't want to gossip anymore. I don't want any type of drama around me. These relationships started fading away. Like, we had less and less to talk about because when we did talk, it was always about other people. So now that I said, okay, I don't want to talk about other people, we didn't really have much to talk about because we had that trauma bond. We were united by our desire to gossip and talk about other people. And that's what I really want to focus on in today's episode, outgrowing trauma bonds. When you decide to change, you will start outgrowing people, because the people who have been in your life are the people who are used to that older version of you that you are trying to break away from. So now when you spend time with them, it won't be the same. Like, mentally, you'll start to feel distant. The energy will be different because when you hang out with them, you won't be interested in the same conversation anymore. If gossip was your thing, if you decided that you don't want to gossip anymore, when you hang out with those friends who like to gossip, now you are just going to start feeling out of place. Or if you had a friend or friends who were in toxic relationships, just like you probably were, and y'all would just complain about your relationships or situationships whenever y'all got together, if you got out of that toxic situation and you go around them and they still talk about it because they're still in those situations, you are going to feel very out of place. You know why? Because you've moved on. So it doesn't appeal to you to complain about negative relationships and talk about that trauma anymore. When you decide to heal, or after you have already healed, you won't be able to relate to all of the negativity and all of the complaining that you used to be so engrossed in, because now it doesn't appeal to you anymore. You can't relate. It's not a part of your life. So you are going to start to feel very out of place with those people who insist on complaining and being negative. And some of your friendships and relationships will start to fade because you'll realize that you no longer have anything in common with those people. And that's if they choose to be grounded or attached to that trauma. Because now that you don't have that trauma bonding you all together, you're going to feel very out of place. And at first, I get it. It's going to be hard because that may have been somebody you have known for a long time. You know, it's hard to lose friendships. It's hard to cut people out of your life. But sometimes it's just necessary. Because here's the thing. If the toxicity was the only thing bonding y'all together and you decided to heal and you don't want any parts of that negativity, and that's the only thing y'all used to talk about, like that's pretty much the basis of your friendship, you have to really ask yourself, is that friendship worth saving if that person is not trying to go the same place you are trying to go? Like, if they are not trying to get out of that situation, and if they are content in being consumed with the negativity, you have to ask yourself, is it really worth preserving this friendship and keeping that person in your life just because they have been a part of your life for some time? You have to give yourself permission to outgrow these types of relationships. If you want more for yourself and the people around you don't, you have to start distancing yourself from these people. Because I was listening to a book today, an audiobook called Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, and the author said that the people around you either affect you or infect you. They either affect you in a positive light where they inspire you to do better, or they infect you with their negativity. Energy is contagious. You need to be aware of the type of energy you keep around you. You need to start controlling the type of energy you let come into your personal space. You need to start auditing the friendships and the relationships of the people in your life. Especially if you are at a point in your life where you are trying to make some changes and be a better person, which is why you're probably listening to this podcast. If you are trying to be the best version of yourself, you are going to outgrow people who have been attached to that old version of you. Because that old version is what keeps them comfortable. But as you grow, as you heal, as you let go of the trauma that unites y'all, then the relationships are going to fall apart as well. And you have to just let them go. You have to give yourself permission to outgrow these relationships. Because if you don't, these people will keep pulling you back into the trauma. They'll keep reminding you of it. They'll keep trying to take you back to that place because that's the part of you that they are comfortable with and that they are familiar with. That's all they know. That's what they prefer. They don't want you to do better. Sometimes it's not even that people have a vendetta against you. They're just too comfortable with the old version of you that you are trying to let go of. They're comfortable with that version of you because it doesn't challenge them to do better in their lives. A lot of people just don't want to change. Despite the fact that they may not be satisfied with their current situation, they are comfortable. They don't want to leave their comfort zone. And the thing is, people, as human beings, we crave relationships, right? We crave connecting with people. So naturally, that's why I said you're going to find people who are basically the same way that you are. Like attracts like. You attract what you are. So when you both had that shared trauma, you bonded over that. And the people you have bonded with that you are starting to outgrow, they still need somebody to complain with. So that's why they're just going to keep projecting negative energy onto you, but you have to give yourself permission to outgrow that. If that is not what you want, if you are trying to heal, you need to give yourself permission to outgrow that. And for you, it's also going to be uncomfortable as well, because you may have been really close with some of these people that you realize you now have to cut off or distance yourself from. And like I said, we want connections. We know we value the relationships and the friendships in our life. We care about the people in our lives. But guess what? It's going to be uncomfortable at first, but now that you are healed, now that you're on a different level, you are now going to attract people who are healed and who have higher quality conversations that uplift and inspire you. And you're going to be much better off now that you have positive relationships in your life versus sitting there complaining all of the time. And it may take some time to meet new people, especially if you are shy like me. Like I'm always in my shell. So I understand that it's not necessarily the easiest thing to do. But at the same time, you need to keep the bigger picture in mind. You need to stay focused. You need to focus on the type of person you are trying to become, the type of life you are trying to live. And then you need to start making decisions according to that. Start auditing the people in your life. Start auditing your relationships. And make sure that these relationships, these conversations that you have with these people align with the kind of conversations you would be having as that best version of yourself. And if you have people in your life who you have trauma bonds with and they always try to take you back to a negative place, set boundaries. You know, cut the conversation short. Tell them you're not okay with complaining and being negative all of the time. If they genuinely care about you and they love you and they support you, they will respect that. They might feel a little uncomfortable. They might be a little caught off guard at first because that's something y'all always used to talk about. But if they truly care about you, they will respect that. And if they don't, then that means they don't really care about you. They don't really care about your growth. And they can't look past you setting boundaries because it makes them feel uncomfortable that they don't have somebody else to complain with. And if that's the case, if they don't respect your boundaries, sis, do you really need that person or these people in your life? Do you really need them? Spoiler alert, you don't. So honestly, yeah, you just have to set boundaries and put yourself first. Put yourself first and give yourself permission to outgrow relationships that no longer serve you. Now you might be thinking, but Sensi, these are my friends. I care about my friends. Shouldn't I try to help them? Shouldn't I try to also make them leave that toxic situation or heal from the trauma bond so that they can grow with me? And I may not know you personally and, you know, I'm no licensed therapist to, you know, assess anybody's situation or anything like that. But my answer to that is, girl, bye. Let me tell you something. Based on my years with an S as in plural, based on my years of experience trying to do this, I can tell you that that is a waste of your time. That is an absolute waste of your time and your energy. You know why? Because people are going to change when it's their time. And that has nothing to do with you. That is none of your business. Regardless of how much you care about them, that is none of your business. Okay? That is not your place. That is not your job. That is not your ministry. You need to worry about yourself. And I know it sounds very cutthroat and selfish, but let me tell you why I said that. So I had a friend who was very, you know, down on life. Just going through a rough time. And that was my trauma bond because that's something we had in common, right? not something we can relate to. So our friendship was, well, I wouldn't say it was built on that, but it was definitely sustained by that commonality. So at some point in time, I decided that I wanted to change some things around in my life, right? And I eventually started feeling, you know, a little better about my situation. And even though I wasn't healed or anything like that, I still wanted to help this person, right? I dedicated my life to helping this person. And you know what happened? Not a damn thing. Not a damn thing happened. Like, absolutely nothing changed in their life, right? And I'm a great person. Like, I really tried, you know, I really tried to be there for them. I'm not even going to, you know, downplay my efforts. Like, I really tried to help this person, but not shit changed. But you know what happened to me? You know what happened in my life? I was very drained. I was absolutely drained because my cup was barely full. I had like a teeny bit of water in my cup, and I just kept pouring it into that other person so that they could have some. I was just depleting myself of my energy, of any, it was just very detrimental to my mental health, to my peace, to my joy, because nothing I did was working. And I took it upon myself to try to help this person elevate a little more like I had, because I wouldn't say I was happy, but I wasn't, you know, miserable like I used to be when we first met. And I kid you not, all it did was deplete my energy. Nothing changed in their life, absolutely nothing at all. Like, they still felt the same way, because what was bothering them had nothing to do with me. So how could I be responsible for changing that? That wasn't my job. And in the end, I felt some type of way about the situation, like I was taken for granted, but that was never my job to begin with. I was sending applications to apply for a position that wasn't recruiting. That was never my business. So nothing happened to them. I just ended up right back where I started, just drained, because my cup was now empty. Now, fast forward to years later, where I am how I am right now, which is very optimistic, very positive, very much happy, you know, just living my best life. That person is actually doing significantly better. Like, they are doing great. Like, their mindset has completely changed from where it was at that initial point in time. Like, they are way more optimistic now, and they are much better at handling situations. And our friendship is much better now. And you know how that person got to that point? They dealt with their shit. Simple. They dealt with their shit. They made a decision to deal with that and work on their lives. It had nothing to do with me. It was long after I had stopped trying, because I was drained. They got to that point on their own time, right? Everybody has their own time frame of how things are supposed to work out in their lives. And it's not your job to tell them, okay, it's time for you to be more optimistic. It's time for you to deal with your trauma. It's time for you to, you know, stop complaining, et cetera, et cetera. That's none of your business. You can't do that. You are not God. You don't move the needle in people's lives like that. That's not your place. You literally cannot do that. No matter how much you try, no matter how much you love somebody, no matter how much you care about somebody, you cannot do that. That's not your place. People have to deal with what is bothering them. People have to make the decision on their own to step outside of their comfort zone and want more for themselves. That is not your job. So while it is noble for you to say, okay, I want to help this person or these people grow with me and move up with me, that's not your job. The best thing you can do is work on yourself and move up by yourself, elevate on your own, attract new people that inspire you, who uplift you, who motivate you to become the best version of yourself, get whatever you want in life, and then come back and help them, right? If possible, if appropriate, right? It's based on the situation. But the best thing you can do is work on yourself and focus on your own life so that you are in a better position to maybe help them down the line. Understand that it is not your job to try to help people get out of a negative situation if they have no intentions of doing that. You will only bring yourself down by trying to uplift somebody who just is tied to a bag of rocks. That's none of your business, okay? Leave them where they are. Do your best. And then the most you can hope for is that your light and your success encourages them to do better because you're once in the same position. Like, does that make sense? Inspire them and influence them by doing well in your own life. But do not take away from yourself and from your journey, from your growth, from your purpose in life, whatever it is, to try to help people break away from trauma that they are so grounded in by choice. That is not your business. So that is the gospel that I had to preach in today's episode. I really hope that if you were currently in the process of bringing yourself down by trying to uplift somebody that has no intentions of improving their lives, that this really hits you where it hurts, you know, because sometimes you need that tough love. But I'm telling you, it's noble that you're trying to help, but it's not going to work out the way you think it's going to work out. You are only going to drain yourself and nothing is going to change for that person until they make the decision to change. So give yourself permission to outgrow these trauma bonds. Give yourself permission to explore new friendships, new circles. Give yourself permission to outgrow anything that doesn't serve that version of yourself that you are trying to become. If you like this episode, make sure you leave a 5-star rating and make sure you are also subscribed to the podcast so you can get notified when I release a new episode every single week. I release episodes every Sunday, so make sure you are subscribed so you can get notified. If you are listening and you are not subscribed, honestly, what are you doing? Like, you've made it to the end, you might as well, okay? That means you like the show. I promise you, if you like this episode, you will like the rest of it and you will like what is already published if you haven't listened to it already. So make sure you subscribe and follow me on Instagram at secluded.thoughts. I will leave the link in the podcast description for those of you who are lazy like me. Just go click the link and follow me on Instagram. Thank you for listening and I will talk to you next week.